K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh, hi, it's Julie.
Hi, Julie, you're caller 20.
Yay! Talk about last minute.
Yeah, no kidding. You're on the standby boarding list. The drawing is Monday for a chance to see Sublime in the Netherlands.
Woo-hoo. I like it.
It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder. What is up, party people? For Lent, I gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers because it's what Jesus would want. That continues today between 2 and 6. We'll give you some updates on the No Kings demonstration that are going on tomorrow. We have People Are Dumb. We have What's Up with Florida, including a driver who got onto a Florida airport runway and tried to board planes. That's coming up. We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, Netflix is a joke is happening in the next couple months here in Southern California. And we'll give you a chance to pick Seth Rogen or Nate Bargatze in the 5 o'clock hour. Plus, we will continue to qualify you for Sublime in the Netherlands. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You're an uneducated alcoholic.
A 15-year-old kid in Germany stole a school bus and got away with it for a while. We got People Are Dumb coming up. First, we have the acoustic version of The Kill, 30 Seconds to Mars. It was yesterday's 420 catch of the day, and it is a great version of this song, The Kill, 30 Seconds to Mars on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Another chance for you to qualify to see Sublime in the Netherlands coming up in 20 minutes. But first, how about some dumb?
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Last Friday, a 15-year-old boy from Wiesbaden, Germany, snuck into a bus depot, got access to one of the vehicle's master keys, and managed to drive away with a bus without anyone knowing. He was 15, and he stole a bus. Technically, the theft was recorded by CCTV cameras, but the staff just assumed it was a bus driver that came and got the bus and didn't think anything about it. Although the bus was taken about 6 a.m., police were notified later that afternoon. They didn't even realize it until the afternoon that one of their buses had been stolen. Using the GPS positioning on the bus, police were able to quickly locate it about 80 miles away from the town that it was stolen in. A patrol car spotted the bus, and officers were shocked to find a teenager behind the wheel. Have you ever driven a huge vehicle like that? It is frightening. This kid was 15. Why did he do it? He picked up his 14-year-old girlfriend to take her to school. And then because no one knew that bus was stolen, he kept it. And he picked her up from school and took her home. How great at 15. I was still throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner. What a legend this kid is. He's not dumb. When reporters asked for a comment, he said,
I just love hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
Yeah, maybe that was a wrong kid. Only have a few more chances for you to qualify to see Sublime in the Netherlands. You got another chance to come up right after My Chemical Romance on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Janelle.
Janelle, you're caller 20.
No way!
Yep.
Come on, CavDog.
Just in time, Janelle.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
You're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see Sublime in the Netherlands, and the drawing is Monday.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Tomorrow is going to be a crazy day in Southern California.
Americans across the country are expected to protest tomorrow against the Trump administration. It's another No Kings Day, and organizers predict it could become the largest mass protest in American history.
I don't feel like that's a great record to beat.
This weekend's demonstration will be the third No Kings event, this time playing out against the backdrop of the U.S. war with Iran and growing anger over immigration enforcement.
I fear it's been relatively quiet with ICE because of the elections coming up. I fear it won't always stay that way.
Events are planned in all 50 states, with the flagship march in St. Paul, Minnesota, drawing appearances from Bruce Springsteen, Joan Baez, and Jane Fonda.
There are at least 41 separate No Kings protests going on in the Southern California area, so traffic might be a problem.
You know, when you think about these No King Days protests, during the first set of these protests in June, they were in direct response to the administration's effort to reshape the federal government through mass layoffs, but also reshape cultural institutions like the one behind me, the Kennedy Center. Among the president's first actions in office was firing the bipartisan board of the Kennedy Center, installing himself as chair, and targeting programming he deemed woke. He took similar action at the Smithsonian. That fueled those protests we saw in June.
That felt like that was 10 years ago.
When we saw 7 million Americans turn out to protest in October during the second set of protests, they were in response to the administration surging federal immigration agents and National Guardsmen to American cities, Chicago and Los Angeles being two of the cities at the forefront during that time. Now, organizers tell me the set of issues that are fueling this third round of protests has grown exponentially to include the war in Iran, which organizers are framing as an illegal war that has already cost the lives of at least a dozen American service members. They're also saying it comes amid the backdrop of what we saw in Minneapolis, when the surge of immigration agents there led to violence, led to the shootings of Alex Preddy and Renee Good. We know that the national kickoff event, the flagship No Kings Day protest, is actually going to be taking place in St. Paul, Minnesota, partially because of what we saw take place in Minnesota earlier this year. So all of these things, adding to the frustrations that organizers say they expect will lead to millions of Americans turning out to participate.
So that is tomorrow. If you'd like a list of locations that are sponsoring these demonstrations, go to abc7.com. They have a great list that they have compiled of everything going on. So it's a weird day for me tomorrow because no Kings during the day and then LA Kings at night. Ironic. Nope. Gave up Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. Let's do this instead. Thank you to listener Raul for sending me this story. Driver gets on to Florida airport runway, tries to board plane.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the it's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
Unnerving moments on the tarmac in Daytona Beach, Florida.
You see a guy on a runway sprinting.
So we've got a vehicle on the airport that is doing donuts.
Yeah, that was just before the running when he burst through the gate in his car and was doing donuts on the runways.
Authorities say that's Brian Parker caught on video running towards his plane.
So at one point, he singles out a plane, a little prop plane, small, and goes running right toward it to get in.
Police in pursuit as he attempts to board the aircraft, but was unsuccessful.
We had a blue Mustang pop onto the field, park on a taxiway, and we're trying to get a hold of the guy who came out of it now.
For the first little bit, they couldn't catch him.
Authorities say the 58-year-old initially rammed his Ford Mustang through the gate of Daytona Beach International Airport, entering the active taxiway and runway, sparking an immediate emergency response.
That is not something you see every day. And everybody that has anything to do with security jumps into the middle of this scene.
Nearly striking a flight school plane. Another angle appearing to show the suspect sprinting towards this moving plane.
Now he's found a different plane.
Student pilot Skyler Ingber was there.
I don't know how he didn't hit somebody or we didn't hit somebody.
One of the pilots of the planes is a student pilot. And this guy looks like he's 13. I'm sure he's not, but he looks like it.
And I was pretty shocked to see him get out of the car and start running around on the airport's grounds.
Yeah, it's surprising to see. Even when you watch it a couple of times, it's always surprising to see that guy just making a beeline for a plane.
Parker was eventually apprehended. The Volusia County Sheriff's Office releasing video of his arrest, saying he was highly intoxicated.
I went to an AA meeting.
Okay, so he's mumbling here, so I'll interpret. I went to an AA meeting, is how this starts.
And next thing you know, I'm doing cocaine, drinking, and smoking pot.
Next thing you know, I'm doing cocaine, drinking, and smoking pot. You know how that just happens to you?
So you were doing all kinds of drugs and ran through a gate?
Yeah, and I crashed my car.
The airport today writing, no aircraft operations were affected, and the incident is under investigation. Parker, now facing a number of charges, including felony trespass and indecent exposure.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, at some point he also got naked. It's funny that that was the least shocking thing this guy did.
The shock on the tarmac coming to a speedy close.
And this is the man when they asked him if he had any memory of what went on.
Oh, yeah. A lot of crazy went on.
K-Rock, hello, who's it?
Hi, my name's Rachel.
Hi, Rachel, you're caller 20. You win.
Woo!
You're on the standby boarding list to see Sublime in the Netherlands.
Oh, my God, that would be so cool.
The 420 catch of the day, our new music feature, is coming up next. Right now, Megan Holliday is here for Three Things at 4.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at 4.
1, 2, 3. Number one, a routine vehicle shipment took a wild turn when a Florida man was arrested after deputies say he ditched his own car and took a customer's brand new 2026 Porsche for a spin instead of delivering it to the Midwest. The victim hired a transport company to ship his Porsche and two Honda scooters to Michigan on March 18th. But 2 days later, the victim noticed live tracking updates showing something unsettling. His Porsche wasn't sitting in a trailer, it was moving.
Wow.
Deputies tracked the luxury car to the DMV, where they found the hired driver behind the wheel. The driver told deputies he pulled the Porsche from the trailer because it was smaller and more convenient than using his own vehicle while trying to renew his driver's license. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Right.
Detectives said they later found the trailer and the victim's two scooters intact. All three vehicles were returned to their owner. The man was arrested and charged with three counts of grand theft and of a motor vehicle. He just wanted to take the Porsche on a joyride, but unfortunately he had to go to the DMV.
Yeah.
Not that much joy in that ride. Number two. A neighbor in Atlanta, known for knocking over trash cans with his truck in the neighborhood, totaled his vehicle after another neighbor filled his trash can with cement and left it out on the street.
I love this so much.
The man then posted the damage of his truck on Facebook and he wrote, "Whoever filled a trash can with cement and left it by the curb, the police have already been contacted. From a distance, it looked normal, but when I hit it, it didn't budge. It was like hitting a wall. Now my truck is completely wrecked. Hood, bumper, headlight, all gone because of something that shouldn't even be in the street. If I find out who did it, you're covering every bit of this damage. This was reckless, plain and simple." And then the neighbor who left the cement trash can commented, "Well, you effed around and now you've entered the find out portion of the show." And you know I love a neighbor war. I love it.
That's strong.
And number three, since it is Friday, we always like to highlight new movies that are coming out. They Will Kill You, a woman takes a housekeeping job in a mysterious New York City high-rise and discovers the staff is being targeted by a satanic cult. This is starring Zazie Beetz, Patricia Arquette, and Tom Felton. Forbidden Fruits is a horror comedy about a witchy cult. There's a lot of cult movies this weekend. Operating out of a shopping mall whose dynamic gets shaken up by a newcomer, and this stars Lily Reinhart. And there are special screenings of Stand By Me, which is back in theaters for a 40th anniversary run. That's one of my all-time favorite movies. And Shout out and love to the late and great Rob Reiner and Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We are celebrating Cannons, who their album comes out today. Everything Glows is the name of it. We're going to be doing their album release party tonight at the K-Rock Sound Space. This is a song from that album called These Nights, and I just love the vibe of this song. It's These Nights, Cannons, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That song is called These Nights. It's Cannons. It's new from their album Everything Glows, which is out today. And again, tonight we're going to be doing their album release party at the K-Rock Sound Space. That is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Netflix Is a Joke is coming to Southern California.
And it's going to be your final chance to decide if you want to see Seth Rogen at the Greek on May 6th or Nate Bargatze at Intuit Dome on May 10th. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour on K-Rock.
I just want to be in the meeting where they're going, "All right, so tell me the lyrics again." Run those by me one more time.
So good.
Nookie, it's Limp Bizkit, it's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are on K-Rock, and we are going to take your phone calls this hour on Neighbor Wars. We do this from time to time because neighbors can be dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us your story again, please.
Okay. All right. So a neighbor in Atlanta, known for knocking over trash cans with his truck in the neighborhood, totaled his vehicle out of another neighbor. Totaled his vehicle after another neighbor filled his trash can with cement and left it out on the street. So the man then posted the damage of his truck on Facebook and he wrote, "Whoever filled a trash can with cement and left it by the curb, the police have already been contacted. From a distance, it looked normal, but when I hit it, it didn't budge. It was like hitting a wall. Now my truck is completely wrecked." And then the neighbor who left the cement out, he commented and he said, "Well, you effed around and now you've entered the find out portion of the show." But like, if you think about it, when they call the cops,
he didn't call the cops.
Well,
because
I
don't think so.
I feel like he's a big enough idiot to where he would have called the cops.
Well,
the cops would be like, "Well, you can't just hit. It's your fault.
You can't just run over trash cans.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
This man's trash can. He can put cement in there if he wants to, right?" Oh my God, it's so good.
I love that so much. So we're going to take your phone calls on neighbor wars. We had a neighbor to the side of us that, when they would go out of town, I think their alarm was motion activated.
Okay.
So it would go off a lot.
Oh, God.
And so there was one night where it was going for like 2.5 hours.
No.
And they were gone for, I don't know if they were gone for the week or whatever, but we put on ski masks and we jumped the fence and we disconnected the speaker from it.
No
yes.
way.
Yeah, because it was just, the speaker was pointed right at our house. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God. That's so epic that you did that.
Had to. I was forced my hand.
Right?
So 800-520-1067 is the phone number for Neighbor Wars. If your neighbor was a dick, give us a call and or text.
And for the best phone call, you're going to win your tickets to go to the Netflix as a Joke Festival. You get to decide if you want to see Seth Rogen at The Greek or Nate Bargatze at Intuit Dome.
Neighbor Wars, 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hey, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, you are caller 20. You win.
Woo! Oh, my gosh. Yes, that's awesome.
Just in time.
Yes. Second to last.
And I just don't know why. If I'm going to call, see if we win these tickets.
Well done. Well done indeed.
Thank you.
The drawing is Monday to send somebody to see Sublime in the Netherlands, and you will be in the drawing.
Awesome. Thank you.
We are talking about terrible neighbors.
Neighbor wars
because of a story you brought in for Three Things at Four.
Yes, where a man liked to drive through the neighborhood and run into the trash cans and knock them over.
What an ass.
Probably did this every week, I'm imagining.
I would assume so, yeah.
So one neighbor got so sick of it, he filled his trash can with cement, and then the guy hit that trash can and wrecked his car, his truck, yeah.
Which I love.
I know.
That couldn't be better. So we're taking your phone calls for neighbor wars. Do you have one?
Yeah, I had a neighbor that was trying to get me to get rid of my dog and complain about me not picking up dog poop. So every day I would send a before and after picture to the association saying that I picked it up. I did it for about a month. I picked it up daily.
Right.
He still complained. So then I looked at the HOA bylaws and found out he was like an illegal renter. And said, "Well, then you need to follow all the bylaws and get rid of him." And they left me alone.
Oh my God! Good job.
Well done. Did they get rid of him?
No.
Boo.
He still harassed me and other stuff. But yeah, we plotted when I was finally able to move to try to hide some piles of dog poop around his apartment.
God,
people are where to put it. So
insufferable. It's crazy.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, calling about the neighbor war.
Yep. What do you got?
So one day, the neighbor across the street was like making everybody mad. So we threw a grenade simulator inside his trash can and it blew it apart. All it was left was the little wheels. And then the lid blew into his window. To this day, he never knew what happened.
What is a grenade
simulator?
So it's a Class A2 explosive that you get at a local Air Force base.
What? Oh, my God. So this thing was legit.
Yeah, it was legit. And all it had was paper wadding. They're not set up with shrapnel and stuff like that. It's just paper wadding. So you open the spring, and then the little string pops out, and then when you pull it, you throw it.
Oh, my God. And so he never figured out it was you.
Never figured it out. But the guy that helped me do it, his dad was a cop.
Oh, gotcha.
When we came out, because, I mean, it rocked everybody's house.
Of course.
And we came out, yeah, it rocked three houses. And we came out, you know, came outside like, you know, we didn't know what was going on.
Acting
and the lady's
dumb.
Like, my window, and I was like, holy shit, like, man, that sounded like a bomb, like, crazy.
Were you afraid at first, like, maybe it was too big?
Oh, yeah, I was shaking. I was like, man, we're going to jail, dude.
I'm glad we don't live next to each other.
I don't think you live in Palmdale.
All right. 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your stories and or text for Neighbor Wars.
And the best call, you're going to go to the Netflix is a Joke Festival, and you get to decide if you want to see Seth Rogen or Nate Bargatze.
We are taking your phone calls and texts about Neighbor Wars, 800-520-1067.
The 323 said, my sister's neighbor tried to set her house on fire. They had a duplex. The crazy bee snuck over with gas-soaked newspaper articles and threw them under the crawl space. My sister smelled it immediately when she got home and called the cops. That is
wow.
That's more like attempted murder.
Yeah, it really is.
Neighbor war. Absolutely insane.
We are talking about neighbor wars at K-Rock, 800-520-1067.
The 714 said two neighbors got in a Christmas light war to see who could use more Christmas lights on their house, and they ended up blowing the power out on the entire street.
Excellent. We are actually choosing not to put some people on the air because these neighbor wars seem to be pretty serious.
Gets pretty out of control sometimes. Oh, my God.
K-Rock. Hello, you had a neighbor war?
Oh, man, so when I was growing up, I had this neighbor. He would always say I never picked up my dog's poop, and he followed me home one day, and he knocked on my door and demanded that I pick up poop in his yard. You know what? I never had a dog.
You never had a dog?
So I just shut the door, but then the next night, I went to his yard, and I took a crap on his yard.
Wow.
That's full commitment.
Yeah, I was only like 14, but it was awesome.
K-Rock, hello.
So I had a neighbor that kept giving me a hard time with his loud music. And I went over there to complain to him. And I told him, hey, can you please lower your music? I don't see why you need to put it so loud at 5 in the morning. So then after I complained, he started using a weed whacker at 8 p.m. He just started making too much noise just to get under my skin.
Right.
So since I had a connection with the tow truck at the time, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna wait till you park his car outside. For his, you know, there's certain days you have to park your car in the street.
Right.
He lived in an apartment. So I called my buddy, a tow truck. I said, do me a favor, pull this guy's truck and just take it somewhere far, maybe in East L.A. where the homies can take care of it.
And
I'll give you $50. So I gave him $50 to do that. And it worked. You know, the first thing he went to my house, he's like, have you seen my truck? I'm like, where would I have your truck? What are you talking about? He's like, okay, because somebody stole my truck. And I said, well, I don't know. Maybe somebody borrowed it. I don't know.
Somebody borrowed it.
After that, he never played loud music after that. The only thing he found with his truck was a door. Everything else was stripped and torched.
Oh,
what?
He only found the door.
No.
He only found, like, the door. They took everything. I don't know. I mean, East L.A. was pretty crazy back then. I don't
you
know how
are a criminal, my friend.
Dude. Wow. Whoa.
Yeah, that's not great. That's not great
but
behavior.
Also kind of badass.
Also badass.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right?
Who do we want to win?
Okay, come on. The guy that took a crap on the lawn?
Kind of impartial to that guy as well, because he's funny.
There's just no one that's going to top that, and his name is Simon.
Simon, congratulations.
What up?
Dude, you guys just made my Friday, man. I actually do stand-up comedy. This is sick.
Oh, what?
Fantastic. Well, who would you like to see?
So we've got.
I'm going to go with Seth Rogen just because I've smoked so much weed to his movies.
Fair enough. Rock down to Electric Avenue, my friend.
Perfect.
Oh yeah.
Congratulations, man. One more time for K-Rock Mile High Club Destination number 10.
Sending you to see Sublime in the Netherlands. Your final chance to get on the standby boarding list is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.